KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, last night, lots of girls' high school postseason softball here on KJAN. Shea Burmeister was sent home from second on a Quinn Grubbs bunt, and a close play at the plate was called as a safe play. Then the Spartan run turned out to be the only run of the game as Exira EHK took a 1-0 win over Audubon last night in a Class 1A Region 2 quarterfinal. Burmeister led off the bottom of the first with a bloop single over first and an errant Wheeler throw to second, allowed her to advance to second. Elisa Partridge was unsuccessful bunting as the next batter and eventually flew out to center. Grubbs then went for the bunt. Wheeler's catcher Hannah Tiggison successfully threw out Grubbs, but Spartan coach Andrea Nully sent Burmeister home. Nully said they've left some early chances to score out there during the season, and she wanted to take the chance.
There's been some games where we've got people on in the first inning, and then we haven't scored them, and I've gone home and regretted it. So I knew tonight I at least wanted to try, if we got people on in the first, just get that first run. I feel like our defense plays a lot better when we have a lead, and to get that one in the first. It ended up being, like you said, the only run we had, so I guess it paid off.
Both starting pitchers were strong as Macy Emgarten went the distance for the Spartans with 7 strikeouts and giving up just 4 hits. Callie Earlmeyer threw 5 innings for the Wheelers, never facing more than 4 batters in an inning. Alexis Obermeyer came on in the 6th. Coach Nully thought both defenses were strong.
Girls were making contact, so that's been better than the past so far. But, you know, she's a good pitcher, and they were making defensive plays, we were making defensive plays, and it was just a defensive game. That's all it really came down to.
Exira EHK improves to 21-6 on the season. They'll host the Region 2 semifinal Friday night against Woodbine, who was a 1-0 winner last night over Logan Magnolia. The Wheelers had a strong end to their season as they finished with a mark of 15-11. In other Region 2 action last night at 1A, Newell Fonda beat Bishop Garrigan 11-1, St. Edmund edging Arweva 4-3. In 1A Region 3 play last night, Lennox over Fremont Mills 7-4, Lamoni beat Bedford 17-7, Moravia at Wayne, Melcher Dallas at Twin Cedars were postponed until tonight. In Region 4 play, Griswold over Riverside 6-1, couple of two-run homers last night by Carly Milliken and Dakota Reynolds helped leading the way for Griswold. Martinsdale St. Mary's beat St. Albert 7-0. East Union over Stanton 11-0. Southeast Warren beat Southwest Valley 10-0. In 2A regional quarterfinals last night in Region 2, it was Tri-Center over AHSTW 3-1. Trey Underwood beating Trainer 7-6. Hinton over East Sac County 1-0. West Monona beat Maple Valley 12-1. In Region 3 in Class 2A, I-35 beat Nottoway Valley 11-1. Mount Air over Central Decatur 2-1. Kemper Catholic beat Panorama 5-3. ACGC at Earlham was postponed until tonight. 4A and 5A softball teams will open up their playoffs tonight with quarterfinal round games. In Class 4A, Region 2, Glenwood is at Creston. Lewis Central is at Denison-Sleswig. In Region 3, Carroll is at Perry. Des Moines Hoover at Newton. And in Class 5A from Region 2, Des Moines Roosevelt is at Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln. Those winners all advancing. In boys' regular season baseball action last night locally, it was AHSTW defeating Griswold 11-2, Cam over Audubon 15-4, Clarinda beating Logan Magnolia 10-3, Harlan topping ADM 11-2, Red Oak beat East Mills 5-2, Glenwood over Trainer 6-3, Kemper Catholic in 8 innings over Carroll 6-5, Nottoway Valley beat Underwood 11-7, West Harrison over Missouri Valley 4-2, Maple Valley beat Bowyer Valley 7-1 in boys' baseball last night. Well, the Iowa High School Athletic Association released the 2021 boys baseball playoff brackets for classes 3A and 4A yesterday. First round play starting July 16th, second round on the 19th, and the sub-state finals on the 21st. Among the area matchups in Class 3A, Substate 7, Perry is at Grinnell, ADM at Clark, Creston at Boone, Seidel at Dallas Center Grimes. In Substate number 8 in 3A, it'll be Greene County at Gilbert, Harlan at Glenwood, Atlantic at Winterset, and Carroll at Denison-Sleswig. And in Class 4A, Substate 8, Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson is at Norwalk. Abe Lincoln will play at Waukee, while Lewis Central will host Des Moines Hoover in first-round play. In Major League Baseball action last night, Cardinals fell 5-2 to the Giants last evening. Dylan Carlson did have a couple of hits last night for the Cards in that loss. Kansas City saw the Reds score late in the ballgame as they took a 5-2 win over the Royals last night, Cincinnati beating Kansas City. Also, Major League Baseball, the Rays swept a pair from the Indians 8-1 and 4-0. Braves over the Pirates 14-3. The White Sox beat the Twins 6-1. Tigers over the Rangers 5-3. Mets beat the Brewers in game one of a doubleheader 4-3. Brewers win the second game 5-0. Blue Jays topping the Orioles 10-2. It was the Angels over the Red Sox by a final of 5-4. Marlins beat the Dodgers 9-6. Cubs over the Phillies 8-3. Astros beat the A's 4-3. Diamondbacks 6-4 over the Rockies. Indians beat the Mariners 5-4. Nationals over the Padres 15-5. Eight Iowa State players have been announced as all-conference in the Big 12 this year on the early football team. The Big 12 conference made those announcements yesterday, the preseason all-Big 12 squad. Team was chosen by media representatives who cover the league. Among those players, linebacker Mike Rose, tight end Charlie Kohler, defensive back Greg Eisworth, running back Breece Hall, wide receiver Xavier Hutchinson, offensive lineman Colin Newell, offensive lineman Trevor Downing, and defensive end Will McDonald. For Rose, he's the reigning Big 12 Defensive Player of the Year. He was selected to repeat as the league's best defensive player this year. Kohler was the only unanimous selection and returns for his senior season as one of the best tight ends in the country. The two-time All-American and two-time first-team All-Big Ten choice was one of three finalists for the Mackey Award last year. Eisworth is the only Cyclone in school history to be named first-team All-Big 12 three times, as he helped to lead last year with 33 starts in his career. He has 199 tackles, 9 for loss, and 19 pass breakups, along with 3 interceptions in his ISU career. Hall became the Cyclones' first unanimous first-team All-American in 2020, finishing 6th in the Heisman Trophy balloting, and was one of 3 finalists for the Doak Walker Award last year. Iowa State ranked 9th in the final AP Top 25 poll after tying a school record with 9 wins in 2020, and they returned 19 starters from last year's team. They'll open up their season versus UNI on September 4th in Ames. With nearly the entire roster returning from last year's team that earned Drake's first at-large bid into the NCAA tournament, expectations will be lofty for the Bulldogs next season. All 5 starters return from last year's team that beat Wichita State to earn the program's first NCAA tournament win in 50 years.
We had actually discussed it several times during the year last year, just kind of had an open dialogue about it and where what they were thinking and where they're at with things. And they were all, pretty adamant about coming back, and, several of them are finishing up their master's degrees. So that, that made it, was something that was important to them and another reason for them to want to stay, to play another year.
That's Drake coach Darren DeVries. There were 2 key losses. Guard Joseph Yosefu transferred to Kansas after emerging late in the season, and backup forward Issa Samaka will miss the upcoming season after suffering a torn ACL during summer workouts. And in the Stanley Cup Finals last night, it's over. Tampa Bay Lightning won the Stanley Cup for the second straight season. They beat the Montreal Canadiens 1-0 last night to wrap up the series 4-1. That's Check of Sports here this morning.